Cecil B. DeMille was already an icon in my life, you know, the Lux Radio Theater and the voice, you know. And I'll never forget the first time I was taken down to meet him. At first, I was going to be engaged only to do little chants, you know, and things he needed to shoot to. I wasn't going to do the score originally. Victor Young was going to do the score. And I was taken down to the set to meet him for the first time, you know, to be a kind of music mechanic, so to speak. And finally he came over and he said to me with the great voice, he said, "Mr. Bernstein," he said, "do you think that you could do for ancient Egyptian music what Puccini did for Japanese music and Madame Butterfly?" And I thought about that for a minute. I figured there's got to be a trick here. And, you know, God was good. I think I gave him the only answer that would have kept me on the film. I said, "I really don't know, but I'd like to try." When finally came time to do the score, Victor Young was already terminally ill, and Victor couldn't do it. And then the head of the music department asked DeMille about my doing the score. And DeMille said to him, "Do you think he could be another Wagner? I mean, nothing small." So Roy, the head of the music department, said, "Well, I don't know about that, but I think he might do a decent score for this film." Actually, DeMille was one of the easier people to work for that I worked for, because he had a very clear idea of what he wanted. It was very clear. It was indeed Wagnerian. It was leitmotifs. Leitmotifs for each of the characters and for the forces, the for God and evil. And he expected these themes to work when appropriate, when these people were playing on the screen. So, I mean, the concept was very clear. He did insist on hearing each of the pieces played by me on the piano before he heard them with the orchestra. But in a curious sense, and as I look back on it, you know, obviously we were all awed by him. We were all afraid of him. You know, he had an ungovernable temper, so it seemed. I think it was really more of an acting temper than anything. But as I look back on it, it was actually a true collaboration. You know, he had ideas, I had ideas. For instance, on The Exodus, when I wrote a sort of slow-moving, quasi-Hebraic anthem-like thing, he hated it. I said, "Why?" I said, "It's too slow." And I said, "But I'm writing what I'm seeing on the screen, you know, massive people lumbering by." And he said, "You must trust me on this," he said. "If you write something more spirited, it will work." Which is ultimately I did, and it was a great lesson, and it does work.